الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. Somewhere it is dark, somewhere it is light. Somewhere rainwaters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere people are exhibiting their sorrow and their grief, janaza is being lifted up. Somewhere people are celebrating, child is being born, or marriage is taking place. Somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Somewhere people are planting the flag of victory. Constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. And all these varying circumstances are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan, Allah exhibits His qudrat. Mudabbir, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition, circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. مدبر بلا معين، مدبر بلا مشير، مدبر بلا وزير، مدبر بلا بديل، مدبر بلا عديل، مدبر بلا شبي. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah, there is no advisor with Allah, there is no consultant with Allah, there is no assistant with Allah, there is no similitude with Allah. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator of every situation, condition and circumstance is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. He is the ilah of the heavens. He is the ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ إن القوة لله جميعا لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد إن الله على كل شيء قدير. All these verses and many more verses. ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده. إن يمسسك الله بالضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يريدك بخير فلا راد لفضله. In the heavens, in the earth, above, below, whether you can see it, whether you cannot see it, whether it is within the realms of human perception, understanding, whether it is beyond that, far salekat arsh tak, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, every entity that exists, its existence is dependent on Allah. Allah created it. Allah brought it into existence. Whatever property it is displaying is not inherent in that creation. It is Allah's qudrat and power that is manifesting itself in that creation. Nothing moves, nothing stops moving. Nothing lives, nothing dies. Nothing advances, nothing declines. Nothing comes into existence, nothing comes out of existence. In the heavens and the earth, without the irada, the will of one Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Quran opens up, introduces us. Quran opens up before us the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the jalal of Allah, the azmat of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the first fundamental primary objective of every Nabi of Allah, to introduce this yaqeen, this conviction, to change the direction of this heart away from the created entities. That which is makhluq, that which is created. What is makhluq? Created is ma siwallah, everything besides Allah. Everything besides Allah. Wherever, whoever, whenever, however. Small, large, impressive, unimpressive. Appears to benefit or harm, or whatever. If it is makhluq, besides Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. Thalikumullahu rabbukum. Khaliqu kulli shay. La ilaha illahu. Look at Quran. Thalikumullah. This is Allah. Rabbukum. Allah is your Rabb. Khaliqu kulli shay. Allah has created everything. And what is his sifat? What is his quality in this creation? La ilaha illahu. La ilaha illahu. This makhluk, this creation, whether it's a virus which you cannot see, whether it's a bullet, whether it's a bomb, whether it is army, whether it is technology, whether it is science, whoever, wherever, whatever, Allah's indelible decision, makhluk, created, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. Makhluk, created, it cannot benefit, it cannot harm. نفع is not inherent, it cannot benefit you. ضر, it cannot harm you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sharing a camel with a youngster, Ibn Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. My Nabi turns to him, Ya Ghulam, wa fi riwayatin, he says, Kuntu ridfan Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was sharing the camel with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi turned to him, he said, Ya Ghulam, wa fi riwaya, Ya Ghulaim. Ghulam, Urdu means slave. Arabic means youngster. It's an affectionate term. Ya Ghulaim, O my beloved youngster. What is happening? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to teach the sabak of Iman to who? This incident occurred in Medina Munawwara. At this time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more than 53 years of age. The age of my Nabi when he made hijrat was 53. What happened in Medina was after that. He was older than 53, sharing a camel with a small boy, a youngster. Yet, the sabak of iman, the lesson of iman. Today when we say, bring the sabak of iman in front of your youth, what is the reaction? They are too young. This is not the time for it. They're not too young for the internet. They're not too young for cartoons. They're not too young to sit hours and hours in front of the shaitan box. But when it comes to the talks of iman and deen, we have this mindset, they are too young. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that age, with affection, with kindness, with compassion, Ya ghulam, ihfadillaha yahfadhka. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعوا على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك ولو اجتمعت على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك بشيء إلا قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. الله أكبر. In just a few words, just a few expressions, our beloved Master صلى الله عليه وسلم has condensed the entire sabak of iman. That which wallah will take a lifetime to learn. That which wallah will take a lifetime to permeate this heart. Just a few sentences, my Nabi gives us the nature, the essence, the crux of the objective of each one of us. Ramadan will come and go. Like that our lives are going. We are inexorably bound to the dictates of time. Allah alone is above time. La yahwihi makan. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Past tense, present tense, future tense, 1,000 years from now, now and 1,000 years ago, now and 1,000 years from now, for Allah is equal. Allah is not subject to the ticking of this clock, to the movement of time. There's no past tense and present tense and future tense with Allah. Allah is above all this. This time, this ticking of this clock, this is Allah's makhluk. This is Allah's creation. This inexorable motion. يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day follows night, night follows day. And like Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, encapsulates this motion, the sabak of time. أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Will you not observe? أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ. Will you not heed? Will you not take sabak? Will you not take lesson from what? إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. For the movement of day and night, what is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing. It seems yesterday the child was born. Father was envisaging the day my son will graduate. My daughter will get married. In his mind's eye, parents are imagining these milestones of life. Yet the bare wafai, the disloyalty of this world is manifest. How often is it not that elderly father that had such dreams and aspirations about his young child, the reality of this dunya is that father is carrying the janaza of that same child on his back. The bare wafai of this dunya, he says, will you not observe the movement of time? Yubliyani kulla jadid, every new thing is made old. Yuqarribani kulla ba'id, every distant thing is brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And every promise of Allah. What promise? What promise? وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ. لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً. وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. The time of my and your mort. The time when we have to meet Allah. The time when we have to stand in front of Allah. We are on a cycle of life. We are on a journey. This day, night that continues in our life. My respected brothers, each one of us is on a journey. The objective of that journey is the day when we have to stand in front of Allah. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. When like a kaleidoscope, this entire life's karguzari will be opened up in front of us. This world we can hide. That day, Aina al-Mafar, Quran says, where? La takhfa minkum khafiya. Where are you going to hide? In this world you can run. Quran says, Aina al-Mafar. Where are you going to run on that day? In this world you can get some legal counsel, pay somebody, set up some sort of a defense, even if it is a false defense. That day, fanfudhu. La tanfudhuna illa bi sultan. What defense? What opposition? That day is coming. That day which Quran again and again reminds us. Yawmul Qiyamah. Like we heard just now in the Witr Salah, different Qiraat. Maliki Yawmuddin. Yawmuddin. Yawmul Hashar. Yawmul Nadama. Yawma idhi yakhsarul mubtilun. Yawmul Taghabun. Yawmul Haqqa. Yawmul Tammatul Kubra. Yawmul Fasl. Yawmul Wail. Yawmul Khusran. Yawmul Fawzan. Yawmul Jannah. أنذرهم يوم الحسرة مالك يوم الدين ذلك يوم مشهود إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين. That which Quran sounds out, يوم يوم يوم, a day a day a day. Allah has locked this entire creation to the constraints, to the movement of time, and every one of us is on a journey heading for that day. That day when one of two things will happen. One of two things will happen. Either this book of deed will come in the right hand, or the book of deed will come in the left hand. Quran depicts that manzar and scene. I'm not going into the details. But my respected brothers, that is the day when it will be made manifest, made clear, the objective of this entire life, this sojourn, this life in this world is a preparation for that day. What is the objective of that day? Find Allah. Make Allah the qibla of this heart. Make Allah the rukh of this heart. Make Allah the direction of this heart. Allah's love, Allah's taluq, Allah's relationship. This is not something difficult. My Allah, Hadith Qudsi, Abdi, Utlubni, Tajidni, In Wajadtani, Wajadta Kulla Shay, Wa In Futtani, Fataka Kullu Shay, Wa Ana Khairun Laka Min Kulli Shay. O my slave, search for me. Allah calls out, search for me, utlubni, tajidni, you will find me. In wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay, if you have found Allah, you have found everything. Wa in futtani, fataka kullu shay, and if you have lost Allah, you have lost everything. Wa ana khairun laka min kulli shay, and I am better for you than everything. Allah has to become the goal. Allah has to become the objective. The opportunities Allah is giving us are manifest. The opportunities Allah is giving us are many. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-khayru kathir. Al-khayru kathir. Al-khayru kathir. The opportunities to earn the mercy of Allah, to earn the pleasure of Allah, to earn the reward of Allah, to find Allah are many. This night of Jumu'ah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, read Surah Kahf. What will happen? From this earth, right up till the arsh, Allah will erect a pillar of nur and light for the one who recites Surah Kahf. How long does it take? Al-khayru kathir. Al-khayru kathir. Opportunities to earn are many. This coronavirus pandemic came. What happened? We heard earlier in Maulana's dua at the time of iftar. Our lives were upended. Medical science brought to a standstill. The world stupefied. Economies brought to a standstill. People were running helter-skelter. Wake-up call. Reminder from Allah. That Allah doesn't need something big. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوذَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Allah says, when we want to show you our qudrat, we'll use a mosquito sometimes. Virus is so small, it's not visible to the human eye. Even a microscope, you can't see a virus. All the coronavirus of the whole world put together will fit in one can. Such a tiny makhluk, you can't see it. And yet, how many of us abandoned our deen? Abandoned the principles of Islam? The masjids were emptied. How many of us were afraid of our own shadows? How many of us were running helter-skelter? How many of us uttered kalimat, Allah protect us, of kufr? In the fear of one test from Allah that is so small that can't be seen. What about that test which my Nabi said is coming? Sharru ghaibin yuntadhar. Sharru ghaibin yuntadhar. He said it is the worst test that you can possibly imagine. The test of Dajjal. Dajjal will make a dead man come to life in front of you. Cut the body of a person into two, put him together and then resurrect him in front of you. This coronavirus, we can't see it. And how many people abandon the principles of their deen? How are we going to protect our deen and iman in front of such a test? My Nabi said, read Surah Kahf. Read Surah Kahf and Allah will protect you from the fitna of Dajjal. Al-khayru kathir. Al-khayru kathir. The opportunities to earn Allah's mercy are many. I'm digressing. Allah is above time. Incident in Surah Kahf. Those youngsters, they went to sleep in the cave. Today when you tell somebody to sleep, what do you say? Child is not recalcitrant. Naughty, not listening. Mother and father get upset. They want the child to sleep. But, hey, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Sleep. This is the normal human reaction. Quran. I'jaz of Quran. The miracle of the Quran. What does Allah say? فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. Allah says we made those youngsters sleep. But Allah doesn't say we shut their eyes. You and I say that. Shut your eyes and sleep. What does Allah say? Allah is Khaliq. What does Allah say? Allah says we seal their hearing in order for them to sleep. Colorado University now, just few years ago, they discovered that of the five senses, the sense that goes to sleep last is the hearing. And they discovered in the brain of a human being, when the person dies also, the section of the brain that governs hearing is the last section that switches off. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Badr, when the corpses of the Sanadid of Quraysh were flung into the well, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them. Sahaba said, they are dead, ya Rasulullah. Crux of the riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as you can hear me, they can hear me. He said, as you walk away from the mayyit hears your footsteps. Now science is telling us. Now science is telling us that the last section of the brain to switch off is that section which governs the hearing. 14 centuries ago in the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. Allah says we seal their hearing in order for them to sleep. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. They woke up after that sleep. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ. قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. Discussion. How long did we sleep? How long is it possible to sleep? Very often I say this. Youngster, today mashallah youngsters can sleep very long. Mind-boggling how long they can sleep. But 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, you'll get thirsty, you'll get hungry, back will pain. So only so much you can sleep. So someone said we slept for one day. Someone said we slept for a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِيَةٍ سِنِينَ وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعَى. 309 years they slept. What was ajeeb? That youngster hypothetically that went to sleep at the age of 15 wakes up 309 years later. His age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why? Because outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluk. لا يخويه مكان لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat. Allah is above space. Allah is above shape. Allah is above form. Allah is above color. Allah is above direction. Allah is there, but Allah does not occupy space. Allah is there, but Allah is free of shape and form. Allah has created shape. Allah has created form. Allah has created color. Allah has created direction. Allah Himself is Rabb of all this. Rabbul Mashriq, Rabbul Maghrib, Rabbul Mashriqain, Rabbul Maghribain, Rabbul Mashariq, Rabbul Magharib, Rabbul Samawati Saba, wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. East, west, north, south, above, below. Allah is the Rabb of all this. Aynama tuwallu, fathamma wajhullah. Turn in any direction and you will find the jalwa and the nur of Allah. But what is the condition? Bedar dillau bhai. Bring a living heart. Bring a living heart. Bring a living heart. This verse of the Quran. Wallah, whenever I ponder over it, my respected brothers, dil mein dar aa jate hai. Fear enters the heart. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. We have prepared for Jahannam many of the insan and jinnat. What is the shi'ar of the Jahannamis? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts and minds, but they have not understood. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. Ulaika kal an'am. Allah says they are, Allah doesn't say ulaika an'am, they are animals, no. Allah says ulaika kal an'am, they are like animals. Balhum adal, no more deviated than animals also. Why? Animals have recognized Allah. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is Rabb. Allah is Rabb. And what is Rabb? Look at the man in which Quran introduced. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ. Allah has created every creation. ثُمَّ هَدَى. And then given that creation the necessary knowledge and guidance for its existence. How many makhluk? How many creation? Can we even perceive the vastness of Allah's creation? Spiders. Spiders, they say there are 10,000 different species of spiders. One creation, one insect. Some spiders live in the water. The section of the web, half the web is under the water, half the web is above the water. The section of the web that is under the water is waterproof. The section of web above the water takes oxygen, transfers it to the section of the web underneath the water. Such a tiny makhluk creation, yet a textile engineer in the darkness. Have you looked at the web of the spider? That web, it may look like thin, thin strands. It is said one strand of the web of the spider. If you look at a hair, human's hair, the spider's web is 1,000 times thinner than a strand of hair. The strongest element known to man is steel. A strand of steel that is the same thickness as the web of the spider. The web of the spider is 50 times lighter in weight than the steel. Yet it is 5 times stronger than steel. That one web is in fact 4,000 different strands that are woven together. Where does that tiny creation get this level of intelligence, get this ability to design that entire web, to entrap its prey? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is Rabb. Allah has created every creation. Not my intention to go into a biology lesson. Time is already very limited. But how many spiders? How many ants? They say for every human being on the surface of the earth, there are 1 million ants. How many ants? How many worms, how many insects, how many virus, how many insan, how many jinnat, how many birds, how many insects, how many fruit, how many vegetation. Everything around us, everything around us, first se lekar arsh tak is makhluk, it is created. There was nothing. There was nothing. Allah brought each of these things into existence. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Malik. Allah is Razik. Allah is Badir. Allah is Musawwir. Allah is the one who gives shape. Allah is the one who gives form. Allah is the one who creates. And every one of these creations, what does Quran tell us? Kullun, kullun, qad alima salatahu wa tasbihah. Every makhluk is making salah of Allah. Every makhluk is making the tasbih of Allah. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Every spider is making sujood before Allah. سُبُّوحٌ قُدُّوسٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. Every ant is making the tasbih of Allah. Every wisp of air is making the tasbih of Allah. We heard tonight in the Taraweeh Salah that the dard, the pain, my respected brothers, is that the ummah today has lost munasabat with the Qur'an. Look at the manner. Tonight's Taraweeh. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمِ. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ. Making tasbih, praising, glorifying Allah. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the mighty, he is the wise. Make sujood before Allah. Bow down before Allah. Recognize who is Allah. Quran is telling us, every creation, we have prepared for Jahannam many of the insan and jinnat. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Allah says they are like animals, no worse, more deviated than animals. Why? Because animals have recognized their khuda. Animals are in the worship of Allah. Animals are making tasbih of Allah. Animals are carrying out that function and task which Allah has created them for. It is insan and jinnat, his zulm, his oppression. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they have not understood. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. What does this mean? Does it mean that they are deaf? They can't hear? They're blind, they can't see? They've lost their mental faculties. That is why the Quran says, لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. They cannot understand. No! It's not physical. Not physical blindness. Not physical sickness. Physical sickness is Allah's ni'mat. According to the mafhum of the hadith, a person gets a headache, Allah will forgive 1 year's sins. Person gets a fever, Allah will forgive 1 year's sins. لا تعمل أبصار لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. Quran tells us the eyes are not blind, the eyes are not blind, but the heart has become blind. The heart has become blackened. This heart has immersed itself in the love of dunya, in the hankering of dunya, in the pursuing behind this dunya, in looking at haram, listening to haram, planning haram, ma'siyat upon ma'siyat upon ma'siyat, qasawatul qalb, the hardness of the heart. Why is it today it's so difficult for us to stand and listen to Quran? I mentioned this. I met one alim last week in England. He says, one month in the year, Allah wants the ummah to stand and listen to Quran. If the Taraweeh is finishing, if it takes 20 minutes to reach that masjid, and the Taraweeh is finishing 10 minutes earlier, they will drive the 20 minutes to go to that masjid to finish the Taraweeh 10 minutes earlier. The shock and shagaf for Quran is not there. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Usman Taymiyyah Tabi'i, he says, I entered the haram of Makkah. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reading tahajjud salah. I stood behind him. He started Surah Fatiha. This justadu, this curiosity was piqued within me. How much Quran would Usman read in his tahajjud salah? He says, he started Surah Fatiha. By the qasam of my Allah, he did not go into ruku till he reached Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And what would Usman radiallahu ta'ala say? Lo tahurat qulubukum. If your hearts were pure. If your hearts were soft. If there was noor in this heart. All these meanings are tahurat. Lo tahurat qulubukum. Ma shabi'tum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. You would never get tired of listening to Quran. Not physical sickness. The Quran is not talking about physical sickness, physical defect. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Lo sahhat abdanukum. Lo sahhat abdanukum. Wa maridat qulubukum. He would say that if your bodies were healthy, if your bodies were healthy and your hearts are sick, Lo sahhat abdanukum. Wa maridat qulubukum. لَكُنْتُمْ أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْجُعْلَانِ Physically you are healthy, the heart is sick. He says your value in Allah's eyes is worse than the insects that are found in filth. أَنْدَرْ كِي قِيمَةِ The value of inside. We heard just now the verse of the Quran. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah says, we gave you Ramadan so that you become muttaqi. So that you find Allah, so that this heart connects with Allah. The problem, my respected brothers, you can go to the cardiologist. He can use his machinery. He'll do an ECG for you. He'll run his tests. He'll show you the cardiograph, how your heart is beating. One artery is blocked, two arteries blocked, three arteries blocked. You need a stent, you need urgent bypass surgery. Cardiologist can tell you that. But there is no cardiologist that possesses any equipment that can tell you that all three or all four arteries are blocked with the love of dunya. Your heart is immersed in hankering behind this dunya. In looking at haram, listening to haram. Cardiologists may give you a healthy report on your heart. But in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your heart is a sick heart. You can go to the ENT, he'll use his equipment. You need a flush. Ears are blocked. Too much of wax. Or your hearing is very good. But there is no ENT that has any equipment to tell you that by you are listening to music so much that these ears have become blocked now with the love of dunya. Behayai and shamelessness has seeped into your blood vessels. The eye specialist can test your eyes. You need glasses, one strength, two strength, three strength, whatever. There's no ophthalmologist or optometrist or any eye specialist that has any equipment to tell you that why you are looking too much at the daughters of others. In the eyes of the doctor, your eyes may be very good. In the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are worse than a blind man. Ramadan is the hospital. This month Allah gave us to cleanse this inside. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is that sahabi. He was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Sahaba themselves say that if somebody was not living in Medina Munawwara, if he came from outside Medina Munawwara into Medina, and he observed Abdullah bin Mas'ud how much time and how often he would be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would think that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was from the household of Rasulullah. Such a connection he had. Abdullah bin Mas'ud gave us one thermometer. One yardstick, one measuring tape. This is from Darbar-e Risalat, from the feet of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, "Utlub qalbaka عند ثلاثة مواطن. He said, search your heart. Check this heart. Check this heart. اطلب قلبك عند ثلاثة مواطن on three occasions. عند سماع القرآن. Check your heart when Quran is being read. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. Look at the manner in which Quran itself describes the effect of Quran. تقشعر منه جلود الذين. The very skin, the hair of the body of a person of Iman will shake when Quran is read. His heart will melt, his heart will be softened. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. إنما in Arabic is كلمة الحسر, صرف or صرف. Allah says only and only who are the people of Iman. When Allah's name is taken, their heart tremors. And when Quran is read, زادتهم إيمانا, their Iman increases. He said, search your heart when Quran is read. Where is this heart? Are your eyes dry? Is your heart leaning towards the Quran or are you looking for the exit? اطلب قلبك عند ثلاثة مواطن عند سماع القرآن وفي مجالس الذكر. Search your heart. Check this heart. في مجالس الذكر, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance. قال الله قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Tell a man in December, stand in his shop for 10, 12, 14 hours, hold his urine also, don't go toilet till he's ready to do that. Tell the same person, by sit in the halqa of ta'lim for 15 minutes, what happens? This is indication of qasawatul qalb, the hardness of the heart. The shawq, the inclination for the words of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there. And this is the cry of the elders. I repeat this many, many times, brothers. Cry tears of blood when you walk into a Muslim home today. What's the first thing you see? That plasma screen, illa mashallah. Instrument of zina, father, mother and children sitting together and looking at zina taking place. What nuraniyat will there be in that home? What muhabbat will there be in that home? What are the seeds that we are planting? One alim saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. My Nabi was full of grief and hurt and worry. This alim asked him that, Ya Rasulullah, what is hurting you like this? He said, Mere ummat ke TV ke aerial mere jigar ko kaat rahe. He said, the aerials of the satellite dishes of my ummat is cutting open my liver. Behayai and shamelessness in the name of technological advancements has polluted the homes of the ummat. Mona Ismail Godra Sahab, Dawan Barakat, one of our elders, he says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born on fitrat salima. Every child is born on a natural inclination to obey Allah. It is the zalim parents. Those masoom children didn't ask you to introduce them to that filth. What are the seeds that we are planting? And then tomorrow when those children turn against the parents, we are the ones that are complaining. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he goes on Mi'raj, first heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven, Zakaria, Yahya, Yusuf alayhi salam. Zakaria, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven, each heaven, as he entered, that Nabi went forward. Marhaba, 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 welcome to my brother, welcome to the pious prophet. But in the seventh heaven, according to the riwayat of Qazi Ayaz rahimahullah in his Shifa, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the Malaika. If you draw a line from above from our Kaaba, it will strike the Baytul Ma'mur on the seventh heaven. According to one riwayat, Ibrahim alayhi salam came forward and met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to this riwayat of Qazi Ayaz, Ibrahim alayhi salam, an elderly person, mashallah, with a full white beard, he was leaning against the Baytul Ma'mur. Unlike in the other heavens, he did not come forward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went towards him to greet him. If we compare status, what is the status of Ibrahim alayhi salam? You cannot compare it with the status of Rasulullah salam. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua to Allah. Ya Allah, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ O Allah, forgive me on the day of judgment. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without dua. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. We have given you an open victory and all your past and future sins are already forgiven. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam was sinless, they were masoom. Yet Allah is saying to his Habib that should you commit a sin, it is already forgiven by Allah. That maqam. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua. وَاجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ Oh Allah, raise my name. Let me be remembered in the posterities to come. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَا رَبِّ اتَّخَذْتَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا وَآتَيْتَهُ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا وَآتَيْتَ دَاوُودَ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا وَأَلَنْتَ لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ وَعَاتَيْتَ سُلَيْمَانَ مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي سَخَّرْتَ لَهُ الرِّيَاحَ وَالْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَلَّمْتَ لِمُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَى الْمَوْتَى فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي O my Rabb, you made Ibrahim alayhi salam your Khalil. You gave Dawood alayhi salam a huge kingdom and you softened lead for him. You gave Sulaiman alayhi salam a kingdom the like of which no one will ever receive. You subjugated the jinnat, the shayateen, the birds, the insects for Sulaiman alayhi salam. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي O my Allah, what have you kept for me? أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ Have I not given you better than all this? Adam Safiullah, Isa Ruhullah, Musa Kalimullah, Ibrahim Khalilullah, alayhim salatu wa taslimat. Amma anta fahabibullah. You are the beloved of Allah. Wa alla dhukirt, illa dhukirta ma'i. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua. Waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin. O Allah, let my name be remembered in the posterities to come. This is why we read Durood Ibrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allah accepted this dua, raised his name for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam without dua. Look at the cognizance Quran gives of this. When Allah speaks of iman, aminu billahi wa rasulihi, kufr, kafaru billahi wa rasulihi, wa may ya'si allaha war rasul, wa may yuti' allaha war rasul, wa may yuhadid allaha war rasul, wa may yushaqiq allaha war rasul. استجيبوا لله ولرسوله لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله آمنوا بالله ورسوله أذان من الله ورسوله والله ورسوله أحق أن يرضوا الله is رسول الله is رسول ألا ذكرت إلا ذكرت معي From now till Qiyamah my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no comparison in Ibrahim alayhi salam's maqam with that of Muhammad Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yet Allah commands His Habib, you go forward and greet your grandfather. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? The sabak and lesson that in your ummah, the taqaddus of the maqam of rishta, of family, of parents will be destroyed. To teach the ummah the value of this relationship. It was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that at times when he would see a dream after Fajr Salah, he would narrate the dream to Sahaba. One day after Fajr, he says, Nimtu. Last night I was sleeping. Fara'aytuni fil Jannah. In my dream, Allah took me to Jannah. Fasami'atu sawta qari'. I heard the tilawat, I heard the Quran of a qari in Jannah. Visualize this. Imagine this, my respected brothers. Now I am speaking to you. For those brothers in the back on the first floor to be able to hear me. How elaborate and complex a sound system you need. Then you have more intricate sound system so that the voice can reach far and wide. Where is Medina? Where is Jannah? We can't imagine the distance. Allah's Rasul Azam is in Jannah. In Medina someone is reading Quran. My Nabi hears the Qirat in Jannah. So he asked the angels, whose Qirat is that? Allahu Akbar. They said, that is your ghulam, your slave, your sahabi, Harisa bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu. Harisa was reading Quran in Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears the qirat in Jannah. How was it? What caused this qirat to reach right up till Jannah? My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kadhalikal bir, kadhalikal bir, kadhalikal bir." It is the khidmat that Harisa made for his elderly mother that caused this qirat to reach Jannah. Imam Shafi rahimullah, great imam. One day he's kissing the feet of his mother. Mother gets embarrassed. Son is a great imam, thousands of students. Says, how can you kiss my feet? He says, I'm not kissing your feet. I am kissing my Jannah. Innal Jannata tahta aqdamil ummahat. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want to find Jannah, you will find it underneath the feet of your mother. Aisha radiallahu anha describes the khidmat of Harisa bin Nu'man. His elderly mother, himself, he would cook the food for. He wouldn't tell his wife. Today there's jagra in the homes. Why? You are not seeing to my mother. You are not looking after my mother. You are not listening to my mother. You are not making the khidmat. Allah hasn't kept Jannah. Allah hasn't kept her Jannah under your mother's feet. Allah has kept your Jannah under your mother's feet. If she makes khidmat of your mother, it is a ihsan. You are supposed to earn your Jannah. Harisa would prepare the food himself for his mother. He would break it into morsels, put it into the mouth of his mother. He would comb the hair of his mother, clean the hair. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates this. He would clean the hair of his mother. And if his mother said something, because she was very old, obviously, sometimes he wasn't able to catch what she said. He wouldn't even give her the taklif and difficulty of asking her to repeat herself. He would go outside and ask his wife, what did my mother say? Kadhalikal bir, my Nabi said, it was this khidmat that caused Harisa's qirat to reach Jannah. It can be Laylatul Qadr, Kaan Khol Kar Sun Lena, my respected brothers. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Every night of Ramadan, 1,000 souls are freed from Jannah, from Jahannam. Laylatul Qadr, this is that night when Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's forgiveness is on such a level that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who is deprived of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr is mahroom, zero, totally deprived. وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرُهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. Only that person is deprived of the blessings of this night who is very, very unfortunate. To that extent, Allah's mercy is opened up. And yet four categories of people, they are not forgiven, but their affair is suspended even on Laylatul Qadr. My Nabi said, Mudminu Khamrin, the one who is habitual of liquor. Aqul liwalidayhi, the one who has broken the hearts of his parents. The one who has broken the hearts of his parents. In which home today are the hearts of the parents happy? If we are mubtala in this, my respected brothers, now is the time to make reparation. If they are alive, wash their feet and earn your jannat. And if they have passed away, make dua for them. Qati'u rahim. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laylatul Qadr. Great, great sahaba, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever they would make dua, they would address the majma before they could start making dua. لِيَقُمْ عَنَّا قَاطِعُ رَحِيمٌ. If there is anyone amongst you who has severed family ties, brother not talking to brother, relative not talking to relative, court cases pending, fighting with one another. Behind it is what? Not some dini grievance. Some katpa dunya, either some land, some inheritance, some family argument. Great sahaba, they would make this announcement. Sahaba making dua. But they would say, if there is anyone amongst you who has severed family ties, please leave this gathering. Why? Inna abwaab as-sama turtaj duna qati'i rahim. Because the doors of Allah's acceptance, the doors of the heavens are closed to one who has severed family ties. We still have the chance. Now is the time. My respected brothers, you want to earn jannat? Not just jannat. Not just Jannat. Time is limited. I've exceeded the time already. I'm not going into details. Not just Jannat. Firdaus, the highest Jannat. My Nabi guarantees you the highest Jannat. Take the short end of the stick with your relatives. Don't demand your rights. Keep the peace. Keep the muhabbat. Keep the jor. Keep the unity. With your relatives. In this world you may take the short end of the stick. Allah will give you such a jannat you cannot even imagine. The fourth category, my Nabi said, Laylatul Qadr, dua is not accepted. Allahu Akbar. Dua is not accepted. Mali Allah's mercy we can't imagine. Such a merciful, such a kind, such a compassionate Allah. Just earlier today, in one kitab I was reading one incident. In the time of the Bani Israel, there was one person. Sharabi, Kababi, Badmash. Put whatever title you want. A life of absolute disobedience. To such an extent that the people became frustrated with him. They ostracized him. They chased him away from the town. Every type of wrong, he had besmirched and blackened his reputation. Wahi sent. Those days, to chase a person out of the town is a death sentence. A lingering death of starvation and hunger. So when he was banished, this person perished. Musa alayhi salam receives wahi. Inna waliyam min awliya'i, one of my walis, one of my friends, has passed away in the jungle. Go and retrieve his body, give him ghusl and kafan. And oh my Nabi, you lead his janazah salah, and announce to the Bani Israel, announce to everyone, that whoever will attend his janazah salah, their maghfirat also will take place. Such a wali this is. Musa alayhi salam goes, when he reaches the body of this person, thousands have gathered. They are shocked. Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Wali Allah, Ya Kaleem Allah, O Nabi of Allah. This is that badmash, this is that sinner who we banished. You are saying he's Allah's Wali. Musa alayhi salam turns to Allah. Allah says what they are saying is true. But when he was in solitude in the jungle, he became thirsty, he became hungry, his supplies ran out. Now he had reached the end. Fayara yumnatan wa yusratan. He looked to the right and he looked to the left. Falam yara hamiman wala qariba. There was no friend, there was no helper, there was no sati, there was no companion. وَرَآ نَفْسَهُ ذَلِيلَةً وَحَقِيرَةً وَحِيدَةً. He realized his zillat, he realized his desperation, he realized his solitude, that he was alone now and he had been disgraced and humiliated. Everyone had turned against him, every door had been closed. At that time he looked up to the heavens and he said, Oh my Allah, لو علمت أن عذابي يزيد في ملكك وعفوك عني تنقص من ملكك لما سألتك المغفرة. He said, Oh my Allah, if I knew that by punishing me your kingdom would increase and by forgiving me your kingdom would diminish, then I would have not asked you for forgiveness. But oh my Allah, your kingdom is such that no matter how much I sin, your greatness will not diminish in any way, and by you forgiving me, it will not in any way retract from your kingdom. Oh my Allah, la malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There is no hope, there is no salvation, every other door has been closed upon me. I have heard, Allahu, what an ajeeb thing. I have heard that in your book, you have revealed this expression, Inni anal ghafoorur rahim. That verily I am most forgiving, most merciful. Oh my Allah, forgive me. Dastan, legacy of Allah's disobedience. Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, such was the desperation with which he called out to me. It was beneath my dignity to turn him away. This is why I forgave him, I made him my wali. Tawbah, not even sincere, tawbah out of desperation. There was no other door open to him. And yet such is the mercy and forgiveness and compassion of Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, ye to kam zarf nikla. His sight or his gaze was limited. Musa, he only asked me for his forgiveness. At that time he had made such a tawbah. If he had asked me for the forgiveness of the entire humanity, I would have forgiven the entire humanity. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah. We cannot imagine the compassion of Allah. We cannot imagine the kindness of Allah. These nights, these opportunities are there for that, my respected brothers. Make your connection with Allah. Come back to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Run back to Allah. Quran is telling us. The fourth category. And this, unfortunately, my respected brothers, has become so common. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Laylatul Qadr also, dua's acceptance will be suspended, forgiveness will be suspended for who? For mushahin. What is mushahin? The one who has nafrat, hatred in his heart for his Muslim brother. So if it is there, if you have broken ties, if you are not talking to someone, if that nafrat and hatred and dislike is there, this is the time to clean this heart. This is the time for safai, this is the time to turn back to Allah. This is the time to check this heart. Coming back to the riwayat of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, on that I will terminate. Utlub qalbaka inda thalathati mawatin. He said, search this heart on three occasions. Inda sima'il Qur'an. When Qur'an is read, search your heart. في مجالس الذكر, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance. This is why our elders are begging us, establish the halaqat of ta'lim in your homes. Establish the halaqat of ta'lim in your masjid. See what seeds you are planting in your homes. Very easy today to run to the Mauli Sahab and run here and run there and blame the children. What effort did we make? What seeds did we plant? Did we create that mahal, that environment of iman in our homes? Every one of us, I am pausing, every one of us make this intention that through the barakah of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, that inshallah, inshallah, we will establish the halaqat of ta'lim in our homes every day. Everyone say inshallah. Such zulmat, such darkness has entered the homes of the ummah. Wallah, this is the panacea, this is the noor, this is the light, this is the illumination, the effect of the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi taught the basic tenets of iman to a young boy, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, ihfadillaha yahfadka, guard the right of Allah, Allah will guard and protect you. Guard the right of Allah, Allah will be with you. Bring deen, bring shariat in your life. You won't need any other security. Allah's security will be with you. Allah's protection will be with you. Guard Allah's right. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask from Allah. When you seek help from Allah. And know and understand that the whole world can get together to benefit you. They will not benefit you except to the extent that Allah has decreed. And the whole world can get together to harm you. They will not harm you except to the extent that Allah has decreed. Benefit and harm is in Allah's hand. This muzakara of iman has to enter into every home of the ummah. Fi majalis zikr. He said, search your heart in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance. And the third thing, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala who said, search your heart fi awqatil khalwa. Search your heart in the moments of solitude when you are alone. Where is the ummah at 1-2 o'clock in the morning today? Even our solitude has become polluted with techno gadgets, with zina, with haram, with fahsh. Ibn Rajab Hanbali radiallahu ta'ala rahimahullah mentions the riwayat. Allah says, كَذَبَ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي كَذَبَ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي. The one who says that he loves Allah and by extension Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he doesn't give even some section of his night for Allah. The sehri that we are told to eat in Ramadan, technically, logically, by eating sehri, the fasting hours are reduced. Chances of hunger are even less. Yet my Nabi said, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. He said, it is the food of barakah. It is the food of blessings. Why? Not just so that you eat, but get up at that time of the night. Connect with Allah. Cry before Allah. Let your night carry some resemblance with the night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was that night of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aisha describes it on the musalla, sobbing and crying, tears from the eyes onto the cheeks, from the cheeks onto the beard, from the beard onto the chest, from the chest onto the ground. Sobbing, night in, night out. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. O Allah, my ummat. O Allah, my ummat. O Allah, my ummat. How he cried. No father, no mother cried like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for his ummat. Ulama say, a father who is standing outside a building and his family is burning inside, the fire is on. And he can get the smell of the burning flesh of his own children. How that father will cry when he is helpless to do anything. A mother whose only child is gasping, last gasp of life in front of her, how will she cry? Wallah, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid by the qasam of my Allah. The cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was greater than that. This is Quran. Quran is not fairy tale. Quran is not exaggeration. Quran is not stretching the truth. Quran is haq, haq, haq. There can be no doubt in it. Quran gives testimony to the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 150 verses plus minus ulama say, oh my Nabi, lessen your cry, lessen your cry, lessen your cry. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ لست عليهم بوكيل لست عليهم بمسيطر ومن كفر فلا يحزنك كفره ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات. میرے نبی حسرت کرتے 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 اپنے آپ کو نہ مٹا دے. ما اکثر الناس ولو حرست بمؤمنین. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Hidayat is not in your hands. Lessen your cry. Verse upon verse. Quran. Such a cry. And where is that cry today? Where is that cry today? Where is the munasabat with that cry? Where is the link with that cry? Where is the concern for that cry? 7 billion insan can go to Jahannam as long as my business is prospering, then it's fine. This is what our elders are saying. Aaj ummat maqsad e nubuwat se khali ho chuki. Today the ummat has lost the maqsad of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Badr was in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of hidayat. Ramadan is the month of the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To complete that riwayat, he said, search your heart, fi awqatil khalwa, in the moments of solitude. Does your heart go towards Allah or is your heart gone somewhere else? 2 eyes Allah has made haram on Jahannam. Aynun bata takhrusu fi sabilillah. That eye which stayed away guarding in the path of Allah. Wa aynun bakat min khashyatillah. That eye, doesn't have to be a rainwater, doesn't have to be a torrential. One pinprick tear came out of that eye, out of the khashiyat of Allah. Allah will make Jahannam haram upon that eye. كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلْ نَامَ عَنِّي. The one who claims that he loves me, but doesn't give some section of his night to me, Allah says he is lying in his claim that he loves Allah and his Rasul Salaam. أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. Does not every lover want some solitude with his beloved? Search your heart on 3 occasions. When Qur'an is read, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, in the moments of solitude, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدْ قَلْبَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوَاتِنِ الثَّلَاثِ فَسَلِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَمُنَّ عَلَيْكَ بِالْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا قَلْبَ لَكَ. If your heart doesn't turn to Allah on these 3 occasions, then ask Allah to give you a heart because you have no heart. Your heart is a dead heart. This is the qasawat of the qalb. This is what Quran is telling us. They have hearts and minds they haven't understood. They have eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but they cannot hear. La tamal absar. The eyes, the physical eyes are not blind, but the eye of the heart has become blind. Everything around us is shouting out towards us, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Every facet of this creation is shining with the noor of Allah. Allahu nooru samawati wal ard. But, my respected brothers, bring an eye that is not immersed in looking at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that is not immersed in listening to haram music. Bring a heart that is not soiled in the love of this dunya. And by the qasam of my Allah, in every blade of grass you will see the noor of Allah. Ramadan, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah has given us this month of taqwa. To connect with Allah, to turn back to Allah. The least we can do, my respected brothers, every one of us make this intention, inshallah. The khair and barakah and blessing of Ramadan Allah, give us the tawfiq that it permeates after Ramadan. Just last night, some youngsters approached me. They said, Maulana, drugs, temptation, zina, sharab, what we are facing, what is the solution? Solution, my respected brothers, is the masjid. Solution is environment. Solution is da'wat. Solution is the effort of iman. Solution is to be in the right company. Be in the right company. Be in the right environment. This is our fortress. This is our protection, my respected brothers. Tonight, Laylatul Qadr or not, Allah knows best. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah in his kitab has mentioned that when the 27th night falls on a Thursday night, on a night of Jumu'ah, it increases the likelihood or the chance of that being Laylatul Qadr. Whatever little remains of this night, humble appeal we are making, my respected brothers. Gupshup, laughing, joking, socializing, we have 11 months of the year for that. This is not for this night. Let us try, my Nabi, during the last 10 days of Ramadan was in the masjid. Let us link and attach ourselves as much as possible to the masjid. Today the musibat is with these receivers. We feel we can sit at home and we are in the masjid. We are not in the masjid. Masjid and be in seclusion. Dua, crying before Allah, turning to Allah. Allah is very, very merciful. Allah has given us these nights for this reason, because Allah wants us to connect with Him. So all of us will try and do this, inshallah. My respected brothers, ijtimai dua, because we've extended the time, will not take place now. Brothers are given 45 to 50 minutes. Inshallah, Hayatu Sahaba, another majlis will take place, inshallah. What time? At 10:30. And thereafter, inshallah, ijtimai dua will take place. All of us try and take part, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.